This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rebecca Lavoie, in for Virginia Prescott. Ever wonder how some stores stay in business? Like that store that sells only birdseed, or puzzles, or even pickles. You're not alone. We've had that conversation over and over again around here, so we finally decided to get an answer to that question by sending Zach Nugent downtown to investigate.
That's a 48-star cotton flag that belonged to my wife's grandfather.
That's Patrick Page, the owner of Flagworks Over America, describing his favorite flag. It's in his office, hanging behind his desk, and it's definitely not for sale. Patrick loves flags, but it wasn't always his career. He started out in real estate. Then he moved into a new place and realized something was missing.
We moved into a house, so I went and I needed to get a flag for that house. So I went to H.A. Holt on South Main Street. They're no longer there. And I went in, I bought a flag, and I put it on my house, and I fell in love with the idea of selling flags. Did a bunch of research, did a test market, I bought some flags, I sold them out of the trunk of my car, and I says, I can do this. So I started selling flags out of my real estate office.
The real estate office started to accumulate too many flags, so Patrick began looking for a place to sell them.
And a friend says, you need a location with a window, Pat.
And that's exactly what he has. Flagworks is located on Main Street in downtown Concord. The casual window shopper can peer in to see racks upon racks of multicolored flags, ranging from national flags from every country in the world to a flag embroidered with carrots. But the store isn't limited to just flags. There are also shelves of cowboy boots because, well,
most American cowboys believe in America.
The majority of Patrick's business happens when you expect it would, around Memorial Day and the 4th of July. But some of the store's busiest holidays are surprising.
But Father's Day is in there. We sell a lot of flagpoles for Father's Day because that's when the wife gets him the flagpole that he's always wanted. Because it seems more men want the American flag flying. Okay, not to be chauvinist or anything like that, but that just seems what I've noticed.
Although holidays support most of the business, Flagworks also sells indoor flags for classrooms, open and closed flags for storefronts, and custom flags made to order, some of which have flown high on the public's radar.
Well, we always like to say the one going way back to Bruce Springsteen. We did the backdrop for Bruce Springsteen. It was about 20 by 30, if I remember, and it was for his I forget which concept, but it was
Born
a long time ago.
Born,
it was from way back then, yeah. Right? We designed and made it. And then we also did the one at the Boston Pops that they dropped down. That was our flag also. It's still our flag. I watched it this year.
But Flagworks does draw a line when it comes to custom flags. Patrick tells me he's turned down requests, including one for a swastika. Still, some of the more popular flags he sells do come with baggage.
This is a Confederate flag. Yep. It's still a very big seller. You know, a lot of people have a lot of different feelings towards this particular flag, but to me, it's American history. Whether it's good history or bad history, it's still American history, and that's where we're looking in the historic flags. And obviously, we have the Gadsden now has almost lost its meaning. It now stands for the Tea Partiers.
What does it say?
Don't tread on me.
In other words, for people like Patrick, flags are more than a symbol. And if most of us only notice them during a 4th of July parade, we might be missing out on their complexity, their signal of personal expression, a way to let the world know your solidarity with an idea, a country, or in the case of that carrot flag, a vegetable. For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.
Want to see that carrot flag for yourself? Click over to wordofmouthradio.org. We've posted a few photos of Zach's visit to Flagworks Over America. And how about you? Is there a store in your town that's kept you wondering? Tell us about it on Facebook. Our page there, Word of Mouth Radio.